Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from Jacqueline on our Facebook group. Our Facebook group, if you're not already there, is facebook.com/whatfreshhellcast. Jacqueline asked, "What's the best advice for the monsters under my bed phase? My three-year-old is worse than he was as a newborn. He's waking me up 30 times at night. If I ignore him, he will scream and cry, then come into our room, and I could let him sleep with us, but he doesn't sleep when he is in our bed, and neither do we. So I tried to put a bed for him on the floor in our room, but then he kept asking for more items, water, blankets, pillows, etc. Help." Okay, we got to fix this, right, Jacqueline? We got to get both of you sleeping again. I have been through this. I had a kid with a Edward Scissorhands in the closet phase, which I'll explain in a moment. But the solution is best found, I think, in a scientific theory that I first read about in Dr. Jonathan Karp's book, The Happiest Toddler on the Block. Great book. You probably have it already. If not, definitely get it. Dr. Karp talked in this book about a scientific theory that I'd never heard before called ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny. It sounds very complicated, but once you get it, it's totally simple. This is a theory. It hasn't been proven, but it's a theory that the stages that an embryo undergoes as it's developing are actually a chronological replay of that species' past evolutionary forms. In other words, the growth of an individual of a species actually repeats the stages of evolution of that entire species. So how does this apply to toddlers? Well, Dr. Karp sort of posits that our kids have developmental stages that mirror the stages of evolution, so that a 12 to 18 month old is, you know, kind of a chimpanzee. And then an 18 to 24 month old is kind of a caveman. And then from 2 to 3, they're kind of, you know, early civilization. And then by the time they're 3 to 4, they're up to like sort of the Middle Ages in sort of human evolution. This is a very helpful way to think about kids and how they develop, because it helps you understand how to help them. Like when you think about somebody who was alive during the Middle Ages, they thought that vampires were real, right? They wore garlic around their necks and they had stakes that they would, you know, carry around looking for vampires. Like they thought they were real, and there wasn't anybody around them then because humanity had not evolved enough to say, that's not real. Monsters aren't real. Instead, they took action that they felt protected themselves, these talismans, even if they weren't actually protective at all. So in the case of my daughter, we had a family movie night where we watched Edward Scissorhands, and you know, it's a pretty harmless movie, or so I thought. My daughter ended up being absolutely terrified of Edward Scissorhands, who, can I just underline, is a hero and the good guy of the movie, not to her. She was certain that Edward Scissorhands was going to come into her room at night, despite the fact that we live on a pretty tall floor of an apartment building. So I first tried to come at it by trying to explain to her that Edward Scissorhands is nice, and don't you want to watch the movie again? And no, I'm too scared. Okay. Then I tried to explain to her that Edward Scissorhands couldn't fly and couldn't get in through the window. Nope, that didn't work. That didn't work either. What worked was sitting down with her and using, you know, just crayons and paper and creating a guardian angel that would go by her bed. And she got to dictate what the guardian angel looked like, and we sort of drew it together. And of course, we gave her a beautiful dress and fabulous hair and a crown, because my daughter was very much into princesses at the time, so that helped. Your son might be into princesses. He might be more into Jake and the Neverland Pirates. Whatever it is that he likes, you can help him create a protective talisman, because he will buy that explanation of magic, fighting magic with magic, a lot more than he will your explanation, don't you see there's nothing there? I've heard of other people coming up with things like, here's a spray bottle full of water that's your anti-monster protection spray that you spray the bedspread with, that, you know, this is a special nightlight that has a dinosaur on it and monsters don't like dinosaurs, whatever it is that works. Rather than spending time trying to convince your kid that the things that they think are real aren't real, lean into that magic and use the magic to create something that will work for them. Now, there's a couple other things that might be waking your kid up, and of course you want to check those too. Make sure that the wet pull-up isn't waking them up and they might need a different kind of protection overnight. Make sure that there's not a radiator knocking that's waking him up and setting him off into this, although it doesn't sound that way if he does the same thing when he's in your room. Make sure it's dark and quiet in other ways. Make sure that there's not another reason he might be waking up that you might want to discuss with your pediatrician. But if it really is about the monsters stuff, I have found that using the toddler's magical beliefs where they are in their development is the best way to put an end to it. Jacqueline, I hope that helps. Let us know how it goes. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.